What's in a Name? A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Meanwhile, the time came for Elizabeth to have her child, and she gave birth to a son. And when her neighbors and relations heard that the Lord had shown her so great a kindness, they shared her joy. Now on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. They were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother spoke up. "No," she said, "he is to be called John." They said to her, "But no one in your family has that name," and made signs to his father to find out what he wanted him called. The father asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they were all astonished. At that instant, his power of speech returned, and he spoke and praised God. All their neighbors were filled with awe, and the whole affair was talked about throughout the hill country of Judea. All those who heard it treasured it in their hearts. "What will this child turn out to be?" they wondered. And indeed, the hand of the Lord was with him. Meanwhile, the child grew up, and his spirit matured. And he lived out in the wilderness until the day he appeared openly to Israel. Something unique and mysterious surrounds the child whose naming occurs in today's gospel. Everyone in attendance is awestruck by the experience. Luke writes, "All were amazed, and all who heard these things took them to heart. And they wondered aloud, what then will this child be?" The child is John the Baptist. We who hear the story today know more of what this child will be than those present at his naming could know. We know he grew into the vitally important and powerful role of prophet and precursor, faithful witness who prepared the way for Jesus. His vocation, his mission, inhered in the divinely designated name announced by his parents. Of all the singular qualities shown by John the Baptist throughout his life, the most remarkable to me is the depths of his self-knowledge and his joy in that knowledge, more than mere acceptance. He knew who he was. He knew who he was not. And he was happy with his identity, feeling no desire, no need to be someone else, no matter the questioning of some of his followers. We read a proclamation from him in the fourth gospel when some of his disciples express concern that Jesus is gaining a greater number of followers, as if their ministries were some sort of competition. John says at that time, "The bride is only for the bridegroom, and yet the bridegroom's friend who stands there and listens is glad when he hears the bridegroom's voice. This same joy I feel, and now it is complete. He must increase, I must decrease." Somewhere in the depths of his being, John knew who he truly was, knew what his vocation was, knew, as Psalm 139 says, "Truly, God has formed my inmost being, knit me in my mother's womb." And that was enough for John the Baptist. Is it enough for us? Can we honestly sing with conviction today's Psalm verse? "I praise you, for I am wonderfully made." This feast invites us to ponder the saint of today, so at home with himself, so composed by inner freedom, and then let our own spirits rest in the deepest parts of ourselves, where we can hear God speak our name. There we can be recreated, hear anew our vocation to an ever more authentic self. No modern self-help book is required. We will understand with joy those other words of John. A person can lay claim only to what is given her or him from heaven. The gift of knowing how God names me will be enough to live and serve authentically, like John the Baptist, always pointing the way to Jesus.